brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. Max Keiser coming up in this next segment. We'll take a few of your phone calls. I'll continue to blitz through key news. Haven't gotten to even a third of it yet in this hour. I'll just throw out articles every time we come on a break before we go back to Keiser. Freeman in Washington, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, God bless you, Alex. It's been worth the wait. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I've got a duplicator on the way from New York City, and I got three stacks of Virgin DVDs here. I'm going to dupe the Obama deception and stuff it into sleeves with a little Infowars.com stamp on it and stuff it in all my neighbors' mailboxes.
I just thought of a pun. We're going to undupe the dupes with the dupes.
Right on, bro. Anyway, I love Austin, Texas. I haven't been there in about 25 years, but everybody was really nice down there. I used to be a musician until I messed up my left arm. But anyway, I still play music. Anyway, I just wanted to ask, like, why hasn't anybody arrested this Obama puke yet, you know? I mean, it's like he's already using a false Social Security number. So, I mean, like, isn't that like identity theft right there, you know?
Well, Obama is terrible and a globalist and a teleprompter reading lawyer, but he himself is just a puppet and is in free fall now, so they'll bring a new puppet in. You know, why haven't we arrested the heads of the major banks that openly sold the derivatives knowing it was fraud? And why did the federal government just say, oh, you didn't engage in any fraud last week, and let Goldman Sachs off? You know, that's the bigger issue. I mean, Obama is just a birdcage dropping compared to the bird that's the New World Order.
Yeah, but you know, it's like all those executive orders he's signed since the phony inauguration. I mean, like all of that would go away if we could just, you know, like haul him into jail. I mean, it's just, you know, he's not a citizen. He's ineligible to be president.
He does need to be impeached, Freeman. Good to hear from you. Look, clearly he was born in Kenya and they're covering it up. The evidence is overwhelming. But what we know 100% is he gave up his citizenship to be an Indonesian citizen. That is on record. And right there, he's illegitimate. So, done. Case closed. Right there. Let's talk to Paul in New Hampshire. Paul, you're on the air.
Alex, I feel like you're my brother.
You are my brother, my friend. We love liberty.
That's right. From the home of the highest property taxes in the United States, I've been following you now for about a year. I haven't had the internet for a while. Anyway, what I wanted to get to was I really liked Clint Eastwood movies for a long time, and the Josie Wales movie goes into the corruption that was started back during the Civil War. I really kind of like the way that they put that across. You know, you get an idea.
Well, no, that's what happened for 5 years or more during Reconstruction. Just bands of criminals ran around murdering people en masse. We have family cemeteries with tombstones with people, and it says on the tombstone, you know, killed by Northern troops after the war. Raping, murdering, killing, it was just so enjoyable.
Right. Well, my main concern is, where in heck are the white hats in the United States? I mean, I for a long time before I came involved with you, I was looking for the senator or somebody to come up in the middle of front of TV, pounding his fist, saying four-letter words on the television. What is going on? What are we going to stop this? This is what we're going to do. You know, somebody to stand up and be the leader, and I really appreciate what you do. And then I find myself thinking about the positive and negative of everything, the good and evil, and I thank God you got the Christian values that you espouse every day. The fact that every little molecule of every atom of every molecule is a positive and negative pulling and tugging on each other, that good and evil is a positive and negative pulling on each other. This whole world is made up of a positive and negative, and for the life of me, I can't believe that this has gone on this long.
And we've got to learn to recognize evil and stand up against it, or it will take over. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Al, Joe, BJ, many others, your calls are coming up. Max Keiser on the economy and a lot more straight ahead with his once-a-month visit with us. We're searching the term today, Google spy, so it'll lead them to an article that has the re-uploaded Obama deception there for everybody and the history of Google spying. It's key. Google the term, Google spies, today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Max Kaiser joining us from Paris is our guest, MaxKaiser.com. He's hosted BBC TV shows, RT shows, Press TV programs. He has an RT and Press TV show right now, a show on Genesis Saturdays. And, of course, he's the inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange system, much of that technology used today. He was working in and around the Twin Towers on 9/11, has helped expose that. And I said, what do you want to talk about, Max? He said, I want to talk about a hidden world growing beyond control, close to a million NSA and CIA private operatives now, 854,000. And the Washington Post itself, a spook factory. A month ago they admitted that the CIA created fake bin Laden videos. We told you those were fake years ago, but now they just throw it in your face. A hidden world growing beyond control. And who's a big part of the national security clearances? Google, YouTube. They are the NSA. And that's all in this article. And I want to get into Goldman Sachs being slapped on the wrist, the Federal Reserve being given more power over our economy with the passage of the financial overhaul last week with Max. But Max wanted to talk about the Obama deception first. He said, this is big news. And literally now, I said 20, it's now hundreds of newspapers and blogs, big ones, are reporting on the censorship of the Obama deception. And this is the first time ever. It happened with one music video before that had over 200 million views. This one, 6.5 million. If it says a user's removed it, which was the hack, you cannot put it back up. Anybody who has a YouTube channel knows that. It's gone. They didn't just restore the director channel video. They restored every video that Kenneth Webb had ever deleted himself or any video that had been removed for terms of use. His whole account going back 5 years. He's had one over 5 years. He's got a director's account, a founder account. It's even more than a director account. It's one of the first people on YouTube. Because, again, we don't have a director account. Somebody gave us one, and YouTube wouldn't let us have it last year. So this fellow, this great guy, he uploaded it. There's thousands of other versions on YouTube and Google, but they're broken up in 10-minute pieces. A million here, 800,000 there, half a million here, 400,000 there. This one, though, was the top link when you search the name Obama. Not just the top in the trends with my listeners putting that in to make it the top of Google Trends. No, no. It was on its own the number one thing in the world when you said President Obama, Barack Obama, or Obama. It knocked us out of the top searches when they did this. But today, when they put it back up, it's already number five. When you'd say Barack Obama, President Obama, or Obama. And you bet it's going to be number one the next week, I predict. You go in there, you click on it in the search engine, put Obama Deception in, you see the link to the full-length video, you click on that, drive it to number one. Max, I mean, this is crazy that this is going on. What's your take on it?
Okay, well, Washington Post just came out with their big report. They spent 2 years with this report. They've got a website called Top Secret America. 850,000 people in America are on the highest clearance for secrecy. And they cobbled together all the companies that are working together to create what they call a fourth branch of government, the top secret branch. And prominent on the list is Google. You know, Google is prominent in top secret America, so I'm not surprised with the Obama deception. And the key here is that the military-industrial complex that people used to talk about is given away purely to the information-industrial complex. And so obviously InfoWars, you know, you correctly predicted this years ago, that information would be the battleground, and you're fighting the InfoWars, and you've been fighting really against this clandestine, multi-hundred-billion-dollar secret part of the American government. And obviously when you put something up like the Obama deception, and you've got folks who are pushing that up and dominating the search results, and skewing the public's perception in the very carefully crafted publicity and propaganda to keep people away from thinking intelligently about some of the wrongs being done, they have to act, and they act in the way that you've just seen them act. But you're getting so big now that you got them to reverse themselves, so kudos to you.
Well, I have to tell you, Max, my sixth sense, my spidey sense is off the charts. This is not fun getting this much attention, but I've set out to mobilize the people to defeat these globalists. And what you hit on and what the Washington Post admits in this Top Secret America 2-year report, this is them coming out in the open. The Washington Post is the top Bilderberg group paper. The Grahams have been attending for 50-plus years, the owners. They are the ones that are there to whitewash everything. And they basically claim they're reporting on it, but they're really just selling it to people. When I read the SPP documents that Judicial Watch sued and got 3 years ago that I talked so much about, there is the Fortune 100, a little over 100 companies, the top ones there, at this BAMP Canada meeting, and they'd had others. And the first item of agenda was, this is under international corporate government security. All of you were sworn to secrecy. We need a carbon tax to fund the world government. We're going to shut down all the industries. And this corporate body is going to vote, and then the head of the Mexican, U.S., and Canadian State Departments will implement through the agencies. This is the highest security level, and it's been released. And so the corporations have meetings, they give orders, and it is carried out, and that's what this is. They have they're merging the four branches of the military with Google, with YouTube, with Yahoo, with Oracle, with a handful of others, and they all admit they're going to take the web over, block everybody else, they'll get all the business. There's a revolving door between government and these corporations, so the people in government will then get jobs with them and then go back into government and around, and this is a total global corporate coup over everything with 800-plus thousand private corporate spies, part of InfraGuard, where they are all government agents with license to kill powers, according to mainstream news 2 years ago, via InfraGuard. They are being trained to literally kill employees if they ever try to save the country. This is hell world. This makes the Nazis look tame in organizational skill, Max.
Well, I agree with you that mainstream media, including the Washington Post, are totally compromised by what you call the globalists, what are now being referred to openly as top secret America. But I think that occasionally some truth manages to get through And if it becomes a big enough problem, then move to position B, which, of course, is your false flag attack. So, in other words, I don't doubt the credibility of this report. What I think it came through now at the 11th hour, apparently insiders at the paper and the media wanted to block this publication or wanted to find out more about what was in the publication. But now it's out. It's on the web. People are seeing it. So now I believe the timing for the false flag is here because this is a bombshell report. This is going to really send shockwaves throughout Washington.
So I want you to elaborate, but I want to interject here. If 1/300th of the nation, and that's counting men, women, and children, so it's even higher, if 1/300th or 1/300th, 1 out of 300 is a top secret spy, and they admittedly, for every top secret spy, they probably have as many as 10 auxiliaries. I mean, you're talking about a Stasi-level number where probably 10% of the people in the country are now spies at one level or another for this corporate takeover. I mean, and they're funding themselves with tax money. This is a takeover. This is a criminal enterprise, just like Goldman Sachs for 30 years put their people in every management and regulatory position before they robbed the country. This has been a long-term strategic plan. And, of course, they were profiting the whole time, taking over the infrastructure while they did it. I mean, this is diabolical.
Well, the idea of spying and spies, going back a few decades, it usually gets back to corporations seeking intelligence on other corporations. And this is really the CIA and these organizations that came out of World War II and a lot of the corporate work that was done in World War II transformed into this intelligent network of corporate espionage.
And it's an unfair trade advantage.
Yeah, and this is, but today, because of the economy collapsing, what we're seeing is something different, a little different, in that folks who want to run the global game are trying to come up with new ways to let's say, replace the current system where people are working for a salary and that salary goes toward consumption. We're seeing a migration toward a system where people are going to be working more for credit, and these credits are being controlled by the same group of companies like a Google or a Facebook or these huge social networking sites. You know, this is a theme I've explored with you before on your show, that currency is being replaced with credits and debits. And if you go to AlexJonesInfoWars.com, you will find your online accounts filled with debits. But if you go to GoldmanSachsPropaganda.com, you find your online account filled with credit. And this is a new virtual currency that's coming online, and it's already a multi-billion dollar industry, a company called Zynga, which makes the virtual currency for online games, is already a multi-billion dollar industry. People swapping their time for virtual credits and effectively working for 30 or 40 cents a day. And they're happy to do it because they think they're winning something. And it's the combination of these online social networks, the banking system looking for a new form of virtual currency, and the casino industry and all their technology to get people to gamble away their lives have come together. And so this is part of what we're seeing also. They need all this intelligence gathering in order to create this incredible new society of people who are basically just on the web, but only in ways that are approved by the Googles of the world.
That's right. Now stop there, because this is so key. If you read George Orwell's 1984, and of course he worked for British intelligence at BBC in Black Ops, his character is Winston Smith, he said the public won't rise up because of the lottery. And he talks about how people believing they have a chance to win within that fake paradigm is why they would never rise up, because they've been trained to only care about issues of little or no significance and fake pop icons that Big Brother produced and pornography. And that's because they understood psychology 50-something years ago when he wrote that in 48. Now we see the high-tech version of this where everything is about that chance to win. And, oh, I better not get out of the Federal Reserve system because then I'll get none of my retirement, when you're not going to get it to begin with.
Right. You lose all of your chances to win at the lottery. So dollar bills are replaced with virtual lottery tickets. And people will be happy to spend hours, their entire lives, clicking away online for more of these virtual lottery tickets in the hope that someday they too will graduate to the higher level in the game.
Stay there, Max. This is so profound what you just talked about. They create a false reality of sports, movies, icons, fake credits, and you sell your soul for it.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Casey, David McElveen, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Ladies and gentlemen, huge breaking news. While Max Kaiser is with us, huge breaking news. We're seeing a 21st century example of information war going on with the NSA, run Google, and YouTube. It has been the number one video. This particular version with 6.5 million views, getting about 100,000 a day. They hacked into our account. They took it down. I've said I believe it's an inside job. We changed the passcodes again. They have now disabled it all over the web if it's embedded on somebody else's web page or the articles we've written. And it says disabled by user. Disabled. It says it's been disabled that you have to go to YouTube to watch it. Now, go back to the other screen. When you go to YouTube, it says Renting on YouTube starts with a YouTube account. It is $2.95 to rent it. Ladies and gentlemen, we give the film out for free. When they enable this, I've read the rules, they will go and erase all the other copies claiming that we've agreed. This is sabotage. This is happening live time. It is going mega viral on the web, the Obama deception, and our story, Google Spies. And so now they're making you pay money to them for my film. My film, and they are one of I told you I had a feeling they were going to strike back. I knew there was something chicanery going on here. Google never, when they bring a video down, put it back up. This is unprecedented. Max Kaiser, this is exactly what you're talking about, how they use everybody's content and make you pay for it. This is insane, Max. Now,
you own the copyright, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they're violating copyright law. They should take them to court immediately.
Well, these are people that say they own every book in the world, and they're going to publish it now online and charge and give no one money. Because it's the government. They know. Other corporations don't get away with this. There's a reason they let YouTube and Google be the biggest. And again, we're on there because that's where the fight's happening. I can't believe this.
All right. Okay, go to, if you do search video game CEO chairs digital tyranny, let me read you this little bit. He says, as more power is taken from the hands of ordinary people and they find themselves working harder and harder for fewer and fewer real rewards, they're seeking escape and a sense of personal achievement by building make-believe farms and creating pretend empires through fake mafia families. Because, similar to our Federal Reserve note, the objects obtained from these games are made out of thin air, but without any need for physical resources to create them, there's no scarcity of reward to be handed out. People pay real money, real defined as credit obtained from labor in the real world, for the chance to one-up their friends in what is ultimately just a game. Now, as the games are just the beginning, the future, he outlines, will bring the structure of these games into the real world where our lives will be controlled by a similar points system to replace our currency. He speaks of the potential for a government awarding credits through YouTube and through Google to people who walk to work, take public transportation, they brush their teeth.
So it's total social control through the web, and then it's a controlled web. You talked about this 5 years ago. It's a casino gulag. But can you believe that first they go in, clearly YouTube, they've got our account number, and now we change the passcode. They're the only ones that have it. Nobody could hack it in this time. And they go in and disable all the millions of links around the web where other news websites and people have posted it. So it's going mega viral. And their new sabotage is to make it a rental. I mean, I cannot believe this, man. Folks, do not pay for it. Do not give them a red stinking cent. It's still free in a lot of other news websites and places. But send the links to ones that are working out to everyone you know. I tell you, Max, they are scared of this film. You're in Fall of the Republic, part two of the Obama deception. I think it's even more important. But, I mean, you've seen the Obama deception. Why do you think they're so scared of it?
Well, first of all, change the name of Fall of the Republic to the Obama deception, part two. That'll totally screw up their head. Because then they're going to have to go chase after another 10 million videos out there. In other words, information overload with information overload. You know, what is it about the word war in info war that people don't understand? It's a war. It's an info war. So we got to fight back with information. So just change everything to call it the Obama deception. Change your name on Facebook to the Obama deception. Change everything on your digital profile to the Obama deception. They can't kill it all.
And they're panicking. They're panicking right now. It's been the number one search term for 3 days. People keep varying it like the Obama deception and InfoWars. The Obama deception censored. And they keep censoring that, but not before it hits number one. They are in panic mode. I think we're seeing a digital revolt right now, Max, if people go completely ape right now.
Well, a few years ago, remember, China and America had a digital war. They had a distributed denial-of-service attack that China hit the U.S. with, and then the U.S. hit with a downing of some kind of surveillance technology. So now you've become effectively your own country. The InfoWar.com has become as big as a country.
But what we're doing is fighting for truth and justice and freedom lovingly to wake people up. But they're going to love the fact that we use the term war to turn the Pentagon loose on us that runs Google. There's no doubt this is happening. We're trying to get the head of the channel on right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is total war.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi folks, it's time to play. Good food makes everything you do fun. On eFoodsDirect.com, you're going to find a summer outdoor special that gets you the most delicious, easy to fix, most portable, best food on the planet for your exciting fun in the sun. With each order of a 3-month responder pack, you'll get a free grab-and-go accessory kit with the backpacker's water purifier, stove, and carry bag. You'll also get a free camper's bakery pack with pancakes, biscuits, and cornbread muffins. All this delicious food can be easily prepared stovetop at home or in a pan over a campfire. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/summer or call 800-409-5633 for information and ordering. Summer fun with food just doesn't get any better than this, folks. You need it. They've got it. Just get it. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
All right, we're going into overdrive into the fourth hour. It'll be on the network and the satellites. Max Kaiser's going to stay with us. In his words during the break, he said, I'm not leaving my post. They've also disabled Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. They've also disabled that on all of the search engines. When you click on it, it tells you you've got to go to YouTube to watch it. They're trying to charge people money when we give this film out for free as a way to keep people from watching it. This is outrageous. Ladies and gentlemen, don't give YouTube or Google any money. Do not pay to watch it. They're still free versions. But once they do this, I've read about this, they're going to try to knock out all the other free versions that are out there, and then they'll shut down this version. We can now see their plan. They do not want you to see the Obama deception. For a limited time, until they run out, I've got the Obama deception, 4 copies for $19.95 in the hardcover DVD with the expanded extras in the highest quality. Get it? Make physical copies and hand them out on the street. But you can really see how they get everything hooked into Google and YouTube. It's really an NSA front. It takes over the web. It publishes books. Doesn't care if publishers sue them. The courts always rule for Google. They are allowed to do things that nobody else is ever allowed to do. And you can see the strategic plan. I saw this years ago, but now it's very clear. They are meant to absorb the web. In fact, that's come out in major news headlines that Google is to be the web. And it is a Pentagon operation with these select corporations. It is NSA keyword software that Google was built on 11 years ago when it first launched out of nowhere. It is using NSA keyword software. That's its base search function. And it's to understand society. It's to track us. It's to go out and wage cyber war. And that's why our headline, Google Spies, is so key to make that the number one search term so that people understand this. And I'll have Steve Watson, let's call him, update the fact that they're now trying to charge people for it. And this is not us. If you want to support us, buy the DVDs at InfoWars.com. You can get 10 of them for $39.95. That's about $4 a piece. You can get 4 of them for $19.95 at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We're going into overdrive in the next hour. We'll be live. It'll be on the network, the stations, all of it. But right now we're talking to Max Keiser. Then we're going to start going to your phone calls. I want to get in some other financial news, but Max has agreed to stay with us 30 minutes of the next hour. Max, this is insane. I mean, what's your breakdown of what we see happening?
Well, first of all, I just want to point out that the Max Keiser YouTube channel on YouTube has a very paltry 10,000 subscribers. The next time I come on your show, Alex, if that number is under 20,000, I'm going to recite the entire Obama deception in Sanskrit for a captive audience and make them listen to me do it. I mean, this is pitiful. I only have 10,000 subscribers. There's got to be at least 20,000 subscribers. But anyway, you can talk about the financial news?
Well, no. Going back to this Obama situation, I don't think people realize how big this is and that we're literally battling with YouTube and Google in real time. How arrogant are they to take it down, then put it back up? And I said, I smell a rat. I think they're going to counterstrike, and their way of doing it is to disable it all over the web except for YouTube, and then you go there, and they want money.
Well, I think what we're seeing also is an interplay between how computers are programmed to do different things. And I think that certainly on Wall Street, the computers are programmed. It's called program trading, and they can program computers to do all kinds of market manipulation. And this is how most of Wall Street makes their money these days. They simply program computers to steal, and this is exactly what they do. But computers are also programmed to sniff out, like you say, that the Obama deception is rising quickly on the trend list. And in fact, it was trending higher than it had been recently. Well, the computers see that and they make the calculations and they see that the words associated with Obama and then a deception is untenable. So then the computers simply kick in and start to delete videos or change videos. And they figure they can always mop up the legal mess later. But the computers have dominion. The computers run their show. They will change the programming tomorrow or the next day. And what we see today is that they're trying to catch up with what's going on in your situation. You've basically broken the computers for today. Just like when you flood a website with too much traffic, it goes crazy and they can't catch up.
But they will learn more next time. We've got to learn more next time. This is humans interfacing with machines to battle the artificial intelligence of the NSA.
Well, it's InfoWars, and so you are winning a battle here. You're winning a battle in the InfoWars, and I think that to build on the success, there's got to be more strategies and more tactics based on the fact that the current propaganda wars are made entirely of information. And as this report called Top Secret America points out, the military-industrial complex doesn't really care so much about the hardware anymore, the planes, the bombs, the tanks. They're focused now, all of their budget is focused on information technology and information wars and propaganda wars. And so clearly, moving into this new century, if you look at your site, I mean, your site is aggregating huge popularity. It's referenced now by the biggest sites. I mean, I see you referenced on Drudge Report all the time. I even see you talked about on Huffington Post, which is, you know, perceptibly on the other side of the political aisle. But you're becoming a force to be reckoned with. So the computers have isolated you and are trying to combat you with algorithms and programs to try to overread you or overwrite you with additional information. And we see the same thing. It's very interesting because we see the exact same thing on Wall Street, the flash crash of May 6th, the 1,000-point drop. That was a computer glitch. You know, the computers were programmed to steal money slowly, not in 1,000-point grabs. You know, when I was working on Wall Street, we had a saying that went like this. We used to say, shear, don't slaughter. And what that means is you take a little bit from your clients every single day, but don't kill your clients because you want to keep them alive long enough to shear them the next day. And this is exactly the way Wall
Street. All right, we're going to talk about that more in a moment. Max is going to be with us into the next hour. But Kenneth Webb runs the Director Channel, and people get confused. He's not the director of the Obama Deception, though he's directed his own great films like Debunk This. But he's a guy who has an account that can upload more than 10-minute chunks. So he uploaded the number one version of the Obama Deception back in March of last year. It's had 6.5 million views. It was surging and growing even faster. It was somebody hacked in, deleted it, and he's, I guess, out on the road because his cell phone's cutting out. Kenneth, they are in there now, inside, making people pay to see the Obama deception on all our computers in the office. This is outrageous. You haven't implemented that because I haven't talked to you yet, but I know Google has to offer that, and we're not asking for it. So I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah, it was actually, and how's it going, Alex? I was just on, and I've seen some people from the UK saying that they were unable to access the video. So I went in to see what the problem was, and it had some kind of rental thing on specifically all three of those videos that were taken down. They were all for rent. And, it wasn't like that, an hour ago, and then all of a sudden, it's like that. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. It's mind-boggling because they, when they reinstated those three videos, they reinstated videos that have been down for years now. The ones they took down, the first few videos they took down that I actually put up were from military.com. And they, they said, copyright infringement, they took it down and everything, and those were back up. So I had to go through all the videos.
I was about, and I called you this morning, and I said, I believe that's a false flag by putting videos up to get more strikes against your account. And now they've thrown this pay thing on it, and the thousands of sites, and that's conservative, that it's linked to around the web, where people embed the video to Obama Deception, Police State for the Rise of FEMA, and your film Debunk This, which is about government-sponsored terror and fluoride and other issues. Now they're trying to make you pay for those. This is, I guess you've got to turn Google Ads off. I think that's how they're able to claim they can do this. Can you turn that off?
Yeah, I could turn that off. Actually, when I went in, they had added the whole rentable button and this whole slew of stuff. When they reinstated all these videos, they put all this new stuff up. I don't even know where that came from. And, I went through and I found the rentable part where it says rentable videos, which is new to me, and I disabled them. And then what it did, it took all of those videos and it made them private. So I had to go back in to the actual video and edit that and make them not private anymore for everybody. And they're back up now.
Kenneth, this could be another hack too, probably an insider. Change your passcode instantly. I mean, undelay. Change it now. Change it now. Don't you agree?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Already done, Alex. Already done.
Well, don't lose that passcode. My God, this is getting insane. Stay there, Kenneth. Well, Max Kaiser's in the wings. Now we've got more intel from the man that runs the channel, Kenneth Webb. Oh, this does sound like an automatic computer system or that somebody's using those systems to keep this from being all over the web. Max Kaiser, what's your take?
Well, you're heading into the November election. The Obama team is nervous because their programs have been a failure for the very reasons that you talk about in your film, the Obama Deception. And so a simple conversation with the webmasters at Google, try to do what you can to shape the information and to shape these words so that we can move beyond the idea that Obama and the Obama Deception. So the computers do all the heavy lifting, and occasionally when there's a traffic anomaly, like you're talking about leading up to the catastrophe, the computers show their hand as being basically running the show.
Let me ask you this question, Max, because, Max invented the Hollywood Stock Exchange system that they admittedly use in many modern stock exchange computer systems now. looking at this, do you think Obama and his people like the fact that when you typed his name in the last month, the top link was this link to this particular version of the Obama deception? There's no way going into an election that they wanted, when somebody searched the name Obama in any variation, it was my film. I mean, clearly they have shown their hand by doing this.
Because the attention span of the average American is so short that even just the 1 second connection of Obama with the word deception is a problem, because people in their subconscious mind equate Obama with deception. And if this is a huge result of searching Obama and you get deception, whether you even consciously admit it or not or recognize it, when you go to the voting booth, you equate Obama with deception. This is all part of the propaganda that was invented by, the National Socialists of Germany and then picked up by the Brandeis in this country when they started the public relations firms back after World War II. And this is what's used and understood, is that it's the Freudian psychology that unconsciously people...
But see, I didn't name it that out of manipulation. I just try to tell the truth, and I know he's deceiving, and I know that Obama is a front and himself is a deception. You know, the whole persona of Obama is a manufactured Madison Avenue system. And so if you just organically tell the truth, it trumps all their lies and spin and manipulation. Let's go back to Kenneth Webb. And then come back to you, Kaiser. Kenneth, I mean, what was it like for you to find out Saturday that they had taken this video down?
It was horrible. It was horrible. I really got sick at the stomach. My mom, pretty simple, said that, if this is happening, that means you're actually, that you guys are really doing something. So there was a good side to it, and I had to focus on that, and then trying to get it back up and everything. And but I know we're stomping on some toes. There's no doubt about it. They've hacked my website, spywitnessnews.org. We've had problems with these videos. A couple of times we've had people actually hack the YouTube page for Obama deception, putting all kinds of code in that was having an effect on the page. That happened for like a day, probably about a month ago. It's just crazy. It's crazy, but like I said, I believe that we're really having an effect. Else, why would they even mess around with anything like this? I mean, even if it's small-time hackers or big-time hackers, they're definitely feeling it.
Yeah, but small-time hackers can't shut it down all over the web and make people pay for it. Only Google and YouTube can do it, and I say they're the number one prime suspects in all of this. But notice, if we would have just laid down to this, they would have won. But by fighting back, now we have an even bigger victory, and we show people these crooks aren't invincible, and so now it's an even bigger disaster for them. And this is this is the biggest thing we've ever done. Our response to this, our resistance to them, the idea to promote the Obama deception last week, this has turned into the biggest event of anything I've ever done, and it's only growing faster. I'm telling you, folks, I feel like we've got lightning in a bottle here. I think they've miscalculated. I think they're going to go ahead and just take it down again. I believe that they've done this because I've read their rules to start purging the thousands of other copies on YouTube and other places claiming it's theirs. Because when they, I've read when they enable this rental thing, they don't allow other versions. I believe they're about to start purging it. So, folks, you better spread the word about the Obama deception now. Kenneth, stay there. Kaiser, your take on this. You're trying to say something.
Well, if everybody who has a blog embed in the header of their blog, Obama equals deception, then you're fighting InfoWars. You don't even have to link to the film, or you can just have that link in the heading of your blog so that with the search engines will equate Obama with deception. Remember, Obama won because if you did a search in 2008 for the word hope, you would get results Obama, Barack Obama. And that's why he's the president of the United States. He essentially commandeered the word hope. Okay, now you've equated Obama with deception. Let's keep pushing that theme. If you keep pushing that theme and you institute a major political overturn in the next 6 to 7 months, you will have accomplished a major battle in the InfoWars.
And I guess they're propagandists and they recognize this. I mean, Max, I'm just a regular guy who just swings with the truth, and I guess it trumps them over and over again. But the more I think about it, it was the top link, Obama deception. They don't like that. This is important. They wouldn't have censored this and revealed themselves unless they knew it was important.
But what is it? Washington Post just released today in Top Secret America. There's 800,000 people in a fourth branch of government in the United States who are fighting the info wars, who have allegiances with the information technology firms in America, including Google. And this is now out in the Washington Post. The war is on. The battle lines have been drawn. The tyranny is here.
Well, I agree. We've seen massive increases. 73,000 blogs taken down last week. No court order, no nothing. Justice Department just ordered it, saying they didn't like their speech because they were talking about sharing files and talking about stuff online. Now your speech is illegal. We're seeing other sites being hacked. They've tried to take down the Alex Jones channel with hacks last week. And Dave, who runs it, hadn't even told me that. When I called him Saturday, he said, yeah, they're trying it here too. So it looks like the green light was given in the last week or two, Max, to launch a major cyber attack against us and everybody else for that matter.
Well, the computers are programmed, and your film hit a traffic anomaly. It started to go in the direction that the computers couldn't figure out why, because it didn't fit into any of their template logic. And so they shut down or dismantled or hacked or took it offline. And this is what they're programmed
to do. Stay there, because that's what Obama says. I've got to shut the web down to save it. They mean their globalist web. They always speak in, you know, triple meanings. And so you've got to know their fail-safes built in to shut down things on the web when everything goes to hell in a handbasket. This is a cybersecurity takeover kill switch test.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I hope Max Kaiser's right. This is just a computer glitch at Google. But here's the Washington Post, a 2-year report admitting Google is top of the heap, NSA. What did that CIA technology officer retired, Mr. Steele? What was his first name? We had him on a few times. He named NQTEL, he named MIT, and everything he said, 5 years ago and then again 4 years ago, he came on twice. He said he got so much heat, he wasn't going to come on after that. He told us that on the phone. I think he got some threats, but he wouldn't say that. He just said, look, I can't. I like what you're doing, but it got too heavy. He was the first person I ever said who said, look, they're not influenced by the CIA and NSA. He said, Alex, they are. They are. They are. And he said, check out this doctor's name, that doctor's name. It was MIT. It was NSA. You know, these doctors of technology, these gurus, and they're literally taking over the whole planet with this. And people say, well, why are you on Google and YouTube? That's the war. That's the internet. We don't give up landscape here. We're going back to Kenneth Webb. Kaiser with us on the economy and your phone calls going into the next hour in Overdrive. MaxKaiser.com, his great YouTube channel. Stunning information. MaxKaiser.com. Max, do you think my analysis is accurate, or do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a computer glitch. In other words, it's like you were at the playing 21 in Las Vegas, and you started to win too many hands. The eye in the sky picks it up, and then you get a visit from the pit boss. So there's no way you can beat the house. Now, your video started to impinge on Obama's team and their ability to control the propaganda wars and the info wars. So you're getting a visit from the equivalent of the pit boss in the virtual world. They need to remove you from the table because you're winning too many hands. And this computer picks that up. That's why I call it the casino gulag, because a lot of the technology used to keep people in line is the same as the casino. They know how to incentivize you to keep you gambling, but they know how to discipline you from winning too much. And they also keep you unemployed and low wages, so you're there in the gulag. So you, Alex Jones, were winning too many views with this video, and you got to visit from the virtual pit boss who had to shut you down because you're winning too many hands. It's a casino gulag.
And now we're pointing out that the house is fixed, so they're backing off because it's revealing who they really are.
Well, it's not necessarily fixed per se. It's that human being is easily manipulated, and they manipulate the humans. You see, the point of the starting a country like America to begin with was to try to tease out the greatest parts of humanity to create something that's better and bigger than the sum of its parts. But now that you've got bankers in control, they're breaking it down so it's less than the sum of its parts, and it's just a bunch of greedy people trying to win off of each other in a less than zero outcome.
And the bankers can set the rules, so they game everything, and they get the world out of fiat currency. They just make up out of nothing. As Thomas Jefferson said, they were facing it then. He said, if you let private banks issue currency and credit, your children will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered.
It doesn't have to be rigged. It just has to be marginally successful because and get the majority of people to give up their self-respect, and you end up with a casino gulag. And you've now had a direct interaction with the pit boss in the virtual world who's come over to you and said, sorry, you're winning too many hands, you're getting too many views, you're co-opting the word Obama, which needs to be associated only with the word hope. We cannot tolerate the word Obama to be associated with the word deception. That's intolerable. It cannot happen. And we'll do whatever it takes. We'll stick our computer algorithms on you. They'll do all the dirty work. And I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. You have to leave the casino now.
I'm so glad we had Max Kaiser on today, because he just brought out, because he's an inventor of a major stock exchange system and very intelligent and understands this. And everything he's talked about the last few years, it's just so crystal clear how right he was. And he brought out issues here today that I didn't see or understand. I'm just in here toe-to-toe going at them, and my listeners are, and we're kicking their butt. We're going to go into the fourth hour live. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.